Welcome to the Mental Spa, where you can bathe in warm, natural, mineral-rich filth as Emma and Dave retox your mind. There, you're feeling better already.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Mental Spa podcast. I'm Emma Clark, and my partner in crime is...
Dave Witts.
My friend, colleague, muse, and... what do you say you were, Dave?
All-round good egg.
Mental Spa News.
So, Dave, what's your news?
Well, I'm going on holiday tomorrow morning.
Ooh, you packed your pants?
No, not packed anything yet. Not even got a suitcase.
Really?
So that's a bit of an issue.
What are you going to use?
Carry your bag.
A stick with a knotted handkerchief with all your stuff tied up.
The littlest hobo.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Turkey, if people hadn't heard before. I might not have mentioned it before, but I'm going to Turkey. 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
You're starting to gloat, Dave.
I know, again. So what have you been up to this weekend then?
Oh, I've had a cold, Dave.
I've had a cold.
Yeah. Not been well. And for a voiceover, right? I mean, for most people, when they get a cold, they can, you know, they can carry on working.
Unless they're a bloke.
But for a voiceover, I mean, you heard my answerphone message earlier on in the week, didn't you? I sound like a swamp creature. You know, mucus is the enemy of the voiceover. Proper is. Nobody wants nasal Nelly on their adverts, do they?
Not really.
Once, right, I must tell you this, once had a cold, and because it's always my policy to let the customer know that I don't sound, you know, quite as I should. You know, it's only fair, isn't it? You
Absolutely.
Know? So I've phoned this client, I said, look, you really don't want me on your commercial. And he said, no, I do. I said, listen to me. I sound terrible. He said, no, I want you. I said, no, really, I think you'd be better off...
No, really, I think you'd be better off with somebody else.
Horrible. So he said, no, I've booked you, I want you. It's all right, then. Do you know, it couldn't have been a worse commercial for a cold. It was the 1999 Northwest Knitting and Needlecraft Exhibition at GBEX.
Outtake of the week.
Your morning news programme. This is Winchester This Morning.
But first, all this week, the ancient art of fisting a chicken is taking place at Sainsbury's in Badger Farm. This way of removing a bird's innards has been used since the 17th century in France. To celebrate, there will be fisting demonstrations in store all week. A Winchester travel consultant.
The Mental Spa. Rubbing you up the wrong way.
Nice.
Well, have you ever been fisted before?
No, David, no! No, I'm not having this conversation with you now. No. I admit everybody needs a hobby, but not that one.
Procrastinator's Corner.
So what are you putting off this week, Dave?
Packing this week, seeing as I don't have a suitcase at all. Because I've got about 12 hours, T-minus, until I fly.
Clueless, frankly, aren't you?
Do you know what?
Your pre-holiday preparation.
I really don't even know where I'm going. I've just got the Turkey is, you know... is what I know. All I've done is just pay for it. It's just easier that way. She pulls the strings.
My husband would do that.
I wish I had an husband.
Well, applicants could write to dave@thementalspa.co.uk.
Ooh, I don't fancy that, actually.
Dimmer of the Week.
A further education college in Kent. This is the world we live in, this wonderful politically correct world. Further education college in Kent has warned female students to stop wolf whistling at the builders working on the campus. Teenagers at West Kent College have been advised that their wolf whistling constitutes sexual harassment and is, quote, totally unacceptable. And this is the important bit, right? Although the college admits that it has had no complaints from the builders so far, it's asked the contractors to report all instances of harassment. I mean, frankly, can you imagine a builder, right, telling his mates...
She whistled at me, she did, I feel abused. She mentioned I've got a builder's bum. She doesn't even be talking about my bum when I'm at work.
I would love that if some bird wolf whistled me.
Have you got a dimmer of the week this week, Dave?
A British woman who was arrested in Norway after custom officials found a kilo of cocaine stuck to her head. The 32-year-old was stopped when staff noticed she had a surprising amount of hair. It turned out to be a wig. The bag of coke was hidden underneath it.
Two questions, right? For one, what did she stick it on her head with? Because what would you do? Sellotape? It'd move about, you know. Super glue, bit radical. Prit just isn't going to cut the mustard, is it? And how big was the wig for them to notice? Did she look like Hair Bear?
quote of the week.
Love does not consist in gazing at each other, but in looking together in the same direction.
Oh, isn't that lovely? What happens though, right, if you've got a squint?
Yeah.
Or you've both got a squint. Where are you looking then?
Love does not consist in gazing at each other, but in looking together.
Are you struggling with it, Dave?
Well, yeah. Love does not consist in gazing at each other.
Mm.
But, well, I don't gaze at Emma. But I do look. And we don't look in the same direction quite often.
You're taking this literally, aren't you, Dave?
I am, yeah.
You've not grasped the symbolic nature of this particular quote of the week, have you?
There's a symbolic nature to this particular quote of the week.
Yeah, mate, yeah, yeah. Because the point... Oh,
can you deconstruct this quote for me, will you?
The point, right, is that you're not expected to be lost in each other to prove that you love each other and just gaze and obsessively into each other's souls, right? You're meant to be moving forward together figuratively, looking in the same direction towards a shared future. Not, are you looking at that bird over there? You're looking at that hill. Can you see the lighthouse?
Why do you have to break it?
No, David, it's symbolic.
Do you think I'm stupid?
Clearly.
The Peter Dixon Relationship Workshop for the emotionally inadequate. Come with me into the mental spa treatment cubicle and let me get stuck into you.
My husband arrives home from work every night smelling of cheap perfume with lipstick all over his collar. He's told me he's being sexually harassed by the receptionist at his company and absolutely hates it. He says he's begged her to stop, but she's having none of it. Do you think he should take her to a tribunal?
A tribunal? You say tribunal? Forget about the tribunal, love. Don't take her to a tribunal. Take her out to a damn good dogging session. Yes, dogging. It's fun and it's free. And if you're a consenting adult, they can't touch you for it. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Actually, I think they probably can. But never mind. If it's in the dark, who can see? Dogging. Just don't forget to bring your dog with you. It's the only insurance policy you'll need. So, forget about that husband of yours. Get in the 4x4 and get up the car park now, love. I'll be there, in the Blue Mondeo, right next to the van. Remember, you lot, you can get in touch with the show by emailing on your computery type device. info@thementalspa.co.uk.
Well, there's Peter Dixon there with relationship advice for us all to cherish, so you might find him in a car park near you soon.
The Mental Spa. Mud and scrub for the mind.
OK, so what's this week's most interesting musical fact?
Well, with the release of Mamma Mia in the cinemas, I've been doing a bit of research on ABBA, Dave.
Oh, dear.
Because, well, this is amazing this, despite quitting 26 years ago, right, ABBA is still one of the world's best-selling bands, selling 3 million records a year. But the thing leading on from that, my most amazing musical fact this week is, I love this, the Queen, right, is said to have a taste for 70s disco music. According to the Daily Mirror, Her Majesty astonished guests at a party at Windsor Castle by heading onto the dance floor when ABBA's Dancing Queen was played. And she said, apparently, she said, I always try to dance when this song comes on because I am the Queen and I like to dance. Imagine if similar famous figures, for instance, Gordon Brown, right, if he went to a party, imagine if he insisted on dancing to Golden Brown, right, but sang Gordon Brown instead of Golden Brown. You imagine that?
Because there's never a throne with Gordon Brown. I can't do a Gordon Brown because obviously I'm a woman.
Gordon Brown's real name actually is James Brown. So can you imagine James Gordon Brown doing Golden Brown? Ow!
Prudence.
The Mental Spa. Unwind and indulge in heavenly relaxation and be totally pampered. Okay, let's start with a back sack and crack.
So, Dave, what is this week's most bizarre political fact?
The town of Pillsbury in North Dakota, with a population of 24, has been plunged into constitutional chaos after nobody turned up to vote in the local mayoral elections.
Mail order.
Yes. Did you catch what I'm trying to say there?
They had a vote, nobody showed up.
Yeah, basically. Not even the candidates. What's that all
complete
about?
Complete waste of time then. How many people live there? Did you say 24?
A whole 24.
A whole 24. Shock. So what have you not been bothered to turn up to, Dave, in your life? Have you ever let anybody down, David? Have you kept your dental appointments?
I haven't been to the dentist for about 10 years.
Dave, you can't tell, I have to say. You've got lovely teeth.
Should put that in procrastinator's corner. I've been putting off going to the dentist for the past 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, it's just terrifying. I can't do that. Broken a tooth and I should really sort that out, but I haven't.
No way.
Yeah, yes.
You're not
way.
At the stage where you're considering home dentistry, are you?
No, I'm not at that stage yet.
Well, go to the dentist before it gets that bad, Dave. No, don't be like the people from Pillsbury in North Dakota. No.
So what? In the States, do mayors have a lot of powers, or do they just not? I mean, how does it work?
I'm not entirely... Well, clearly, obviously, they don't. People might be asked to actually have a say in the democratic process.
I mean, could you be bothered to order 24 people around anyway? It's just like office politics.
But when you think about it, right, if the population's 24, you've got a mayor, presumably you've got like a mayoral committee to organise what happens within this particular area. Who isn't on the committee if they've got 24 people who live there? How do the people feel who aren't joining in, do you know what I mean? Who aren't on the mayor's team? How do they feel?
Outraged.
The Mental Spa with Emma Clark and Dave Witts. Exfoliate your mind.
What's this week's most fascinating scientific fact?
Scientists, right, this is amazing, have discovered that when chimpanzees mate, the females often strive to keep their cries of sexual pleasure to a minimum. But it's not embarrassment that inhibits them, right? It's the prospect of being overheard by other competitive females who might break up the union and give them a beating. Imagine that. Oh. It leads me to ask the question to you specifically, Dave. Have you ever stifled your reactions to stop being beaten up by competitive males? I'm not saying you're a chimpanzee.
I've never been in a situation where I've needed to compete, Emma.
Yeah, fascinating that, you know, biologically, they don't, you know... They don't make a murmur.
Do you think they want to?
Maybe they do.
Do you think if they get, like, a room, they'd make more noise?
A little motel, little chimp motel.
Yeah, there'd be more whips and chains involved.
Oh, you've darkened it now, Dave.
Little gimp masks.
The Mental Spa, broadcasting live. Well, almost. From a converted lavatory in Cheshire to cities and countries across the globe. Panama, Mumbai, Switzerland, Slovenia, California, Sydney, Texas, Berlin, Tallinn, and Leicester.
Now, the next question has a bit of a preamble to it, right? Because Sid Charisse, the dancer and star of Hollywood musicals, sadly died last week. And she reportedly, at the height of her career, insured her legs for a whopping $10 million. So my question to you, David, is what part of your body would you insure? And for how much? And probably why?
My hairline. Because it's going. It's getting... Well, I've got this... I'm receding ridiculously.
Really?
And I've only just noticed in the past couple of years, but I don't want to be bald by the time I'm 30, yeah.
See, what would you insure? Your hair or the hairline?
Every hair.
Every hair?
Yeah.
Every hair. If your hairline is already receding, the risk of it receding further is quite high.
Yeah, the premium,
I think your premiums
would,
might be through the roof, mate.
It'd stink, wouldn't it? What about you, Em? What would you insure?
Well, do you know, I have actually got various body parts insured, David.
Oh, really?
For professional reasons. I've got my voice insured, because obviously if I can't record to... I mean, it's insured to broadcasting standard. Obviously, if I can make communicative noise, and that's, you know, they wouldn't cough up. But if my voice is damaged to a point where I can't do my job, then my voice is insured. Also, you know, you're having to think it through, right? My eyes, because if I'm blinded, I can't read the scripts to read them, you know. Also, my ears, because if I can't hear, I'm buggered, aren't I? Three body parts I've got insured, Dave.
So what you're worth if you lose it all, then? That's what everybody's interested in. No one cares. Yeah.
You want to cut to the money shot, don't you?
Oh, God, Em, not the money shot. Not even finished yet.
It's a lot of money, actually, because it has to be, because it has to compensate me for my entire life. It's not $10 million, I have to say.
Is it five figures?
No.
No?
Yes, it is. What am I talking about? Lost the ability to count.
No. That's a rubbish insurance policy. If you lose all
no, it is a six-figure sum. You know, if it would have to keep me going forever, wouldn't it?
Six-figure sum.
Me, the kids, the cats. A lot of responsibility I've got, Dave, so my voice, eyes and ears are crucial to the economy of my family.
And now it's time for the underrated song from yesteryear. We play them. Well, because nobody else will.
Unfortunately, internet law has caught up with us, hasn't it, David?
I'm afraid.
We're no longer allowed to play copyrighted music. Is that right? Am I saying this right?
But it's going to cost us some money. And we don't want to charge people for downloading the cast. So
exactly. So this is the bit where we get to do our own version of a popular underrated song. And you, the listener, have a chance to guess what it is that we are trying to perform.
So what is it then, Em?
Well, I can't tell you, otherwise the listeners need to... You're trying to catch me out then, weren't you, monkey?
No, you see. No, I'm not a monkey. I make lots of noise.
So, shall we start after four? Yeah.
How does it go again? I'll have to come in when you've started.
Okay, all right then.
Let me come in.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A one, a two, a three, a four.
I feel like a complete twat doing this.
Dave, it's pathetic, isn't it? I think, actually, mate, we draw a veil over that, see what responses the listeners come back with. I think, actually, we did it justice. Email info@thementalspa.co.uk. Feel free. Any other feedback you've got to give us about the show. You can share your problems that Peter Dixon can help you out with in his relationship workshop. Go with him into the treatment cubicle so he can get stuck into you. Household tips, whatever. Feel free to join our Facebook fan club, The Mental Spa. And do tune in next week. Thank you very much for listening. Say bye-bye to the people, David.
Bye-bye to the people, David.
Have a good holiday, Dave.
I will, yes, I will.
Wear your sun cream.
I will, all the time.
If you're even half interested, go on the interweb type thing on your computer box and look up www.thementalspa.co.uk. I guarantee you will be disappointed.